This is Ozarks at Large. For years, the state of Oklahoma has battled with Arkansas in the press and courts to reduce water pollution in the Illinois River. The river starts in northwest Arkansas, a region congested with urban development and poultry farms, before crossing into Oklahoma at Siloam Springs. The river has been declared impaired by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Clean Water Act. This winter, both states renewed an agreement to work together to improve the watershed, a strategic move to deter litigation. But shortly after, Arkansas industrial interests attempted to disrupt the process. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The problem, Arkansas has long argued, is that Oklahoma is being overly strict about water quality in the Illinois River. On the Oklahoma side, the river is categorized as scenic and recreational and is strictly regulated. On the Arkansas side, the river is not. Still, both states have done due diligence creating laws and best management practices to remove sources of pollutants from the river, including phosphorus, which causes oxygen-depleting algae blooms. Phosphorus is concentrated in raw municipal wastewater, as well as in poultry farm waste spread on fields as pasture fertilizer. Oklahoma Water Resources Board in 2001 set an in-stream numeric limit of 0.037 milligrams per liter of phosphorus and signed a pact a year later with Arkansas to work together to clean the watershed. As a consequence, Arkansas poultry farms on the Illinois River watershed have been forced to limit the use of bird waste as fertilizer, and municipal wastewater treatment plants have invested millions of dollars upgrading their sewage treatment plants. Phosphorus levels have dramatically decreased, but not enough, says Oklahoma. So in 2005, then-Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson filed suit against a flock of Arkansas poultry companies for polluting the million-acre watershed. The decision is still pending. Meanwhile, that phosphorus pact, struck 10 years ago, formerly referred to as the Statement of Joint Principles, expired, and Arkansas was set to sue Oklahoma for holding to what it considered an unscientific and capricious water quality standard. Oh, it's also complicated, but determined to end the feud once and for all, attorneys general from both states joined forces quietly late last year to fix the mess, and in February, the pact was extended for 3 more years. So in the coming weeks, both Governor Mike Beebe and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon will announce appointments to a 6-member joint committee to oversee water quality studies by an independent lab to determine phosphorus criteria based on an EPA-approved testing method called the stressor response.
I've made some recommendations to the governor on some people who I think would do a good job.
That's Randy Young. He's a longtime executive director of the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, which has oversight on poultry farm waste. And it was the poultry integrators who've agreed to foot the bill for this study, budgeted at $600,000.
It's coming from the cities in northwest Arkansas, from the poultry companies, and from the state.
But after the agreement was signed this winter, Tyson and Simmons Food, along with the Poultry Federation, Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, and Northwest Arkansas Council, sent letters to EPA Region 6 requesting the agency suspend research it's been conducting to develop a total maximum load for phosphorus on the Illinois River Basin. In an email response for this report, Tyson spokesperson Gary Michelson stated that Oklahoma's phosphorus standard was arbitrarily set, but now that the two states have agreed to discover a scientific measure, it makes sense to wait for the results, saving stakeholders money, to which Randy Young agrees.
So I think it makes good sense to hold up on completing the TMDL study while the stressor response study is being conducted, which essentially is going to evaluate whether or not the 0.037 is the right number.
According to internal documents, EPA Region 6 Administrator Ron Curry responded to the letters by stating that EPA's TMDL study will continue and that the current phosphorus criterion will remain in effect until the two-state study is complete. Over the years, Arkansas's poultry companies, as a goodwill gesture towards Oklahoma, have donated more than $1.1 million to the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission. Established in 1977, the commission works to protect the aesthetic, scenic, historic, archaeological, and scientific features of the Illinois River and its tributaries. Administrator Ed Feit also serves on the state's water board.
In Oklahoma, our scenic rivers are afforded the highest and best water quality protection that our state can leverage or bring to bear. And they are called scenic rivers, but under our water quality standards, they're outstanding resource waters. In Arkansas, the best water quality in the state of Arkansas is extraordinary resource waters, ERW waters. And the Illinois River in Arkansas is not.
Still, Ed Feit says he's encouraged Arkansas is willing to find a consensus.
I want to compliment Arkansas because when they came to start negotiating this, and I wasn't involved in a lot of the discussions, but the state of Arkansas, to take some of the friction out of the negotiations and the work that was going on, offered to pay for the study.
As for the letter submitted by Arkansas agricultural and municipal interests to delay federal pollution limits,
none of them who wrote those letters were parties to the 2003 agreement, nor the 2013 extension. Now, when I say parties, they weren't involved with the discussions, negotiations, and what led to the inking of those agreements. So I felt that their letters to EPA urging that they suspend the established TMDL should be disregarded. Okay. Also in their letters, the Northwest Arkansas Civic Interests and companies that wrote those letters somewhat misrepresented the extension of the agreement between the two states. And I'll boil it down just as simply as I can. The second agreement is simply a three-year extension of the 2003 Arkansas-Oklahoma Statement of Joint Principles and Actions. And it was, for the majority, crafted to avoid costly and protracted litigation and administrative hearings that would undermine the huge successes that have been accomplished since the first agreement was inked in 2003.
Finally, there's that 8-year-old poultry industry lawsuit filed by former Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson, which could cost companies millions and millions of dollars in damages. The trial, heard by Judge Gregory Frizzell in U.S. District Court in Tulsa, involved 60 witnesses, 600 exhibits, and yielded 2,900 legal filings. Since its conclusion in the winter of 2010, a ruling has yet to be issued. There was talk several years ago the lawsuit would be dropped when Republican Governor Mary Fallon was elected, but it's still in play. But Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission Administrator Ed Feit believes the case will be abandoned.
It's been almost 4 years since the case was concluded, the arguments concluded, and there still hasn't been a decision issued. I don't think there will be. I think that it's a very complicated case, and that whichever way that the judge would rule, he's going to be bombarded. And so we may never see a ruling in this particular lawsuit.
So now, the next chapter on Oklahoma versus Arkansas and the Illinois River Basin commences. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.